Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time to feed you some football, NFL Lunch style. Oh, by the way, Aerosmith tickets given away for the last segment. So we have one pair left. Don't call about the Aerosmith tickets. We'll let you know later in the show when it's appropriate to do so. So Aerosmith tickets, one pair left. We'll tell you when to call. Stay tuned for that. That being said, Lamar Jackson was on the Lounge Podcast, which is a Baltimore Ravens production for the most part. And Lamar was asked, when you knew that all of the discussions and all of the negotiations were coming to an end and that contract was getting signed.
I don't really remember what I was doing that day. You know, he emailed me and he texted me like, I emailed you. I'm like, well, I wonder what he emailed me. Like, you know, I haven't spoken to him in a few weeks, probably 3 weeks I haven't spoken to him. So I was like, dang, I wonder what he texted me. And then when I get the email, you know, and stuff like that, I see the numbers and stuff. I'm like, oh. This was a surprising email, you know. So I'm like, man, we getting somewhere. And I was like, let's get it down on paper.
That was, well, the thing that stood out for me was I hadn't talked to Eric in like 3 weeks. You know, that was the thing that stood out for me. And, you know, from the way it sounds was pretty much the same offer they offered him last summer. So I'm guessing the Jalen Hurts thing, it was like, okay, I know I can't get the total guaranteed, so this looks like a pretty good. And it made him tops in a lot of areas right now, which I'm sure that he was looking for.
Yeah, highest paid annually, right?
Yeah.
51
yeah.
mil
yeah.
in the history of the National Football League. And that's another topic that was brought up during this interview. Lamar, you have one of the biggest contracts in the history of football. I'm sure that's pretty cool.
I really just didn't have that on the front of my mind. It's like, okay, I know, I feel like I know what I'm worth, you know, at the end of the day, but it's like, it really didn't matter. Like, it wasn't like in front of my mind, you know, it happened. That's just God, to be honest with you. It's not, that's just God, man. I'm being honest, that's just God.
Okay. All right. I'll throw this in there just for you know what's in giggles. Haven't we heard for months that he wanted more guaranteed money?
Than Watson
got, and that was basically the hold up to the deal. So it wasn't front of his mind. I think that's the reason the deal hadn't been signed for 2 years. I guess, and we've said it before, Ravens should have got it done after Josh Allen got his extension, and maybe they lowballed him then. You know what I mean?
I'll say it again. If he had an agent, it would have been done right after Josh Allen.
But him saying that, and I'm not trying to discredit the big guy's involvement in it. I'm talking about, you know, the big fella, G-O-D. But, you know, if they would have said, we'll give you $235 guaranteed million dollars, that would have been done long, long ago.
Yeah. Bob, I mean, that day we were getting the happy Lamar, you know, thank you to everybody, you know, which he should have been, you know, because he just got what he wanted. So I think he was feeling really good that day.
Now, Lamar Jackson also on the Lounge Podcast, and we're sitting here, full disclosure, in the lovely studios of 105.7 The Fan, Odyssey Radio, watching a replay of the AFC Championship game. And Cincinnati's there because the Ravens fumbled at the goal line in the wild card round. Probably should have beat him. And, Vinny, I thought you made a great point a couple weeks ago. Ravens scored. They might be packing it in, Cincinnati.
They were reeling.
Team. That turnover changed the game, as we all know. And Lamar was asked about, you know, not being able to be there for his guys in such a crucial time.
Nothing more I wanted to do to be out there on that field with my guys, and I wasn't able to be out there. Injury. That's why I told Adrian, the trainer, I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna ever get hurt again. He like, you know, it's part of the game. I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to hit that. Like, I'm not. That's not part of my game. Like, I don't get hurt.
Yeah, no, ankle 2 years ago against Cleveland.
Yep.
And then the knee. I mean, we've seen them. We saw them live as they happened.
No doubt.
Legitimate injuries.
Yep.
But he sounds like a guy, and I know there's some skepticism there, Vinny. And it's all water under the bridge, I would think, at this time. But that he could have played but didn't. Making a, you know, a business decision sort of thing.
Right. And he even made the comment that he didn't want to play unless he was 100%. You know, so I'm sure that rubbed a lot of people's feathers the wrong way in that locker room, you know, because, you know, then the next week you see Patrick Mahomes limping around. You see Jalen Hurts can't hardly throw, got a bad shoulder, and he's out there playing. And Lamar's saying, I got to be 100%. You know, Mahomes probably out there at 30%. Jalen Hurts probably out there, what, 40, 50%. And they're playing. You know, for you to want to be 100, that ain't fair.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch here on this Featured Artist Friday, which is Aerosmith. Got tickets to give away. Stay tuned for that. When Lamar was first drafted by the Ravens, famously said to Deion Sanders, you're going to get a Super Bowl out of me. You can believe that. And here's Lamar saying that, oh, that still applies.
It do, because I'm a man of my word at the end of the day. Like, my mom always taught me to be that. Like, if you're going to do something, if you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. All them times we didn't make it to the Super Bowl, nobody's madder than me. Like, I don't care what they done. Like, I'm the one who put that out there. Like, they going to get a Super Bowl out of me. So every year we fail, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, it's like, bro, I didn't live up to what I said. I didn't live up to my word. I wasn't a man of my word. So it's like, now I got five more years to prove it.
I mean, say what you will. Again, just my humble opinions. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. I truly believe the kid's obsessed with winning a Super Bowl. I don't think that's BS to any level whatsoever.
Bob, he said that from the get-go. I totally believe that, too. You know? And, you know, just like last year when the Packers, you know, I mean, they were favored to be in it. I picked them to be in the Super Bowl and everything last year. And, you know, and then Rodgers got ripped. Oh, you know, he wasn't with his receivers. He didn't throw to, you know, he didn't come in the offseason, blah, blah, all that kind of stuff. You know, and if the Ravens don't, you know, and like you said, Bob, if he doesn't come May 22nd, Lamar's going to hear all that throughout why they didn't. And it's because, you know, you got to work. You got to get with your guys.
I mean, you're already running hot to some level. Not volcano hot, no. But running a little hot. I'll be running hot if he's not there at OTAs. Coming up on May 22nd. And I think a lot of fans will feel the same way.
Right.
Because he had always been to OTAs up until last year.
Well, Bob, if let's just say G-Ro was still the coordinator, I wouldn't be saying boo. If, you know, if he'd been in this offense for 5 years, see you on the 22nd, you know, then you've got 2 weeks and you got the mandatory, and then you're back on. But with a new offense, at least come for a few days to learn it, you know. Because just reading it in a book doesn't get it done. You got to go out on the field and do it and see it and do all of it. Because it's totally different than what you did over the last 5 years.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to see the movie, if you know what I mean, than read the book. Eric DaCosta, we transitioned to the Ravens GM. And same podcast, right, Nolan? The Lounge was asked about getting that Lamar deal done right before the draft.
Well, I think it provided a sense of clarity for me, you know, just to like really be able to focus and hone in on those 3 days, you know, making the picks. It probably, you know, made the quarterback position less important in the draft. I will say that.
So they don't sign Lamar that day. What happens? How does draft night change for the Ravens?
I'm guessing we probably don't have Flowers, and we may have Will Levis as the quarterback. That's how I think it would have been a drastic change, Bob. Drastic change, you know, because Eric wouldn't have. I mean, he hadn't have. Bob, I mean, just think about it. You're 3 weeks from the draft, and you haven't spoken to Lamar. You haven't done anything. So why would you expect some? You know, and then he threw that out. I'm guessing he threw a shot out there and just, hey, let's see if this works, you know, and then it did. And maybe Lamar kind of had a feeling like, hey, you know, they're going to take a quarterback.
And then finally, Patrick Queen. I guess he's next on the agenda as far as a long-term deal is concerned. Ravens did not pick up his fifth-year option, but Eric talks about the chances of bringing him back long-term.
People want to, like, jump to conclusions and, you know, oh, he's going to replace Patrick. Well, I can tell you this. Patrick Queen had a hell of a year last year. And Patrick Queen is a very talented, in my mind, Pro Bowl-type linebacker. And we want Patrick Queen on this team. We want to keep him on this team. We will, at some point, try to get him signed, hopefully, to an extension if we can. You know, the fifth-year option was something that was more based on business and the economics than actually Patrick Queen.
And sports can be a harsh business sometimes.
No question about it. And, Bob, from what I understand, I don't know that there's been many inside linebackers get the fifth-year option. And especially that play to next to a guy that's making $20 million a
year. Wasn't that kind of the hubbub with Roquan in Chicago in the first place?
Yes, it was. Well, you know what it was like the D coordinator came in and wanted him to play like Mike or whatever he was playing. They wanted him to play the opposite. And I don't know, for some reason, that the D coordinator or the head coach who, you know, he was D coordinator at Indy, you know, wasn't like in love with Roquan. I don't know what he was watching, you know, because Roquan is, like, to me, spectacular.
But Queen getting long term?
I think what Queen's agent wants, you know, like $15, $18 million a year, Ravens can't afford that for Queen. I mean, do I expect Queen to have another big year? Oh, yeah. I expect him to have a big year, you know, with Roquan there. No question about it. And does he deserve a big deal? I think somebody's going to, just like Powers, somebody's going to pay him more than the Ravens can. You know, could he do for the Ravens? Could he do a short, like a 2 or 3 year deal, you know, and get some decent money? And, you know, then you got security. Do you want that? Or you're going to try to hit the home run? If I was him, I'm going to try to hit the home run, because if I'm staying healthy, I'm going to have me 115 tackles or so. But if I'm a GM on another team, it's okay. We don't have Roquan. How's Patrick Queen going to be without, like, if I go watch film prior to Roquan, you know, what am I going to see compared to with Roquan? And then can he be, you know, because if I'm paying him all that kind of money, Bob, is then he's got to be my Roquan, you know, and then you got to be the ones that's making people around you better.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Nathan Ruiz covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. 1:30, Orioles Pirates three-game series starts tonight down at Camden Yards. Baltimore baseball tonight, me and Jim Hunter. We're down there at Pickles. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Mr. Electricity's there. And we're not talking about Adley or Jorge Mateo or Andrew McCutchen. We're talking about Nolan McGraw. So get your ass down there and let's get this game rolling together here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this featured artist Friday, it's Aerosmith. Another pair of tickets to give away later in the show. We're out of here at 2 o'clock, so it's going to be happening soon. So don't fret. We'll let you know when to call, and you can go see the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers down at Capital One Arena on September the 27th. Orioles taking on the Pirates tonight, 7:05 first pitch. As the Birds, they win two in a row against Tampa. Third best record in all of baseball, second best record in the American League. Pittsburgh struggling, but still in first place in the NL Central. We'll talk more about that one with Nathan Ruiz coming out in a few minutes. But let's get out to the phones, hear what the people have to say about the new schedule, about football school, about the Orioles on fire. Anything else on your mind? Let's go to Woodlawn. It is David. David, thanks for holding. What's going on? David. Oh, I know David. Well, David, you had a golden opportunity to say what you had to say. Yeah. And it did not happen. So if you want to get in, maybe there was some miscommunication. I don't really know. Feel free to do so. But let's get back to the schedule. Ravens, they open against Houston. We talked about it yesterday. Orioles are on the road the 10th. They're in Boston, if I'm not mistaken. And then they're at home on the 17th. So by coincidence, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's a planned thing. Ravens open at home against Houston. And then they're on the road at Cincinnati in September, week number two. Do we look at this, let's see, June, July, August, 4 months from the fact, do we look at this as an early litmus test for Baltimore going up against a team that has been their nemesis, especially there the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think I think it's going to be – well, the division is interesting, Bob, because when you look at all the teams, everybody's kind of playing everybody to, you know, start the year. I mean, I don't know that the Ravens have ever had to start out with, you know, your division with all three on the road, you know, your first three games on the road. I think that's rather interesting.
The division, as we expect, is going to be pretty difficult, challenging. So you got Cincinnati, then Indy, and as we talked about earlier, you have two rookie quarterbacks possibly in your first three games. Well, you're sandwiched in between. So you got it might be an MVP candidate and certainly going to be the highest paid player or one of by the time that game kicks off. Then you have Deshaun Watson at Cleveland. Ravens lost there last year. It was Tyler Huntley, not Lamar, not taking anything away from Huntley. Ravens just couldn't get anything going offensively there. But what we're looking at with the Browns, and I think a lot of Browns fans and analysts are, is Deshaun Watson playing like the Houston Deshaun, not the one we saw last year.
And I would think that Cleveland fans are probably expecting. Bob, when you have gone on the Cleveland radio shows, what are they that's what they're expecting,
they're,
right?
They're like tempered enthusiasm, I think. I mean, they're not like full-on waving the flags for the Browns. I mean, they're like we are. They understand this thing's not going to be easy, and there's still a level of skepticism because they're the Browns. I mean, they do Browns-like things. What do they say with the Charger? Chargering? Well, in the AFC North, they're browning. It used to be bengaling. They've exercised those demons. I mean, Cleveland has still been one of the more inept franchises of football.
And Bob, in the first quarter, we'll still say the first four games of the first. You look at the first quarter for the teams in the division. Look at Cleveland. Cincy at home, at Pittsburgh, Tennessee home, Baltimore home. So, I mean, we're going to know a lot about Cleveland after. And you look at Cincinnati. They're at Cleveland, Baltimore home. Rams at Tennessee they've got a chance if they can beat the Ravens, you know, I mean, they've got a chance to have a good start, I think. And then you look at Pittsburgh's got the Niners at home, Cleveland at Vegas, at Houston, then Ravens at home. So we're going to, I mean, all these, this is going to be the first quarter of the season is going to tell a whole bunch about this division.
And you talked about it earlier too, Vinny. When you look at the Ravens' schedule in its whole form, the quarterbacks they go up against. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple really good ones, but like we said, two out of three games to start the year could be against rookies, not to discount anything they bring to the table, but some interesting ones. I mean, Tannehill's been successful, assuming he'll be the guy over in London, and Jared Goff's coming off arguably his best season, and this is also a guy that's been to a playoff game a couple of times and played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Detroit would make me more nervous, Bob, if it was in Detroit. You know, being at home, I think that's big for the Ravens. Just because they're so competitive and they play so hard. You know, that's the thing with Detroit. And they, you know, I mean, that's kind of what the head coach is. I think, you know, like we say, play like a Raven. I think that the Detroit Lions, you could say, I mean, being from Baltimore, they play like Ravens, you know, the Detroit Lions. I mean, I think they're looking for the same type of guys as the Ravens do. So that's going to be an extremely physical game. And that's the other thing, Bob, when you look at the Thursday night games, who do the Ravens play the week before? Because is it a real physical team you're playing on that short week? It's so Cleveland, when they're playing the Bengals, you know, on that Thursday night, what, the Ravens got
Cleveland on the 12th.
Yeah, and that's going to be a physical game. And who's the Bengals got the week before that one? What's the Thursday night games? Yellow. So Cincy, they got Houston at home. No. Yeah, right? Cincy at home.
Yeah, against the Texans.
Yeah.
And then at Baltimore.
Right. Right. So,
and then
yeah,
Pittsburgh
Cleveland
and then
home.
At Jacksonville.
Yeah, so to me, just from that perspective, I say advantage Cincy, just because playing Cleveland, you know, division game, physical, and they're playing Houston.
But to the quarterbacks,
yeah,
Geno Smith made the Pro Bowl last year. Can he stack?
Yeah, can he do it 2 years?
Murray's now? Not going to be ready for the 29th, right? No, so no. We can't cancel him out of there. Herbert's legit with the Chargers.
Yes.
The Stafford had one more miraculous, well, I don't say miraculous run. Does he still got high-level play in his resume there? Trevor Lawrence is a beast.
Yeah. The thing with Stafford, Bob, is you know, they're going to be young on that team. I mean, I think they're playing for next year.
What about San Francisco? We're guessing it's Purdy by then. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe Sam Darnold will play like he did as a sophomore
maybe
at USC.
Maybe Lance is the playing second for another pick team.
Miami, and we saw Tua dice the Ravens up last year. I mean, if he's still around, if he's playing like he did when he was on the field and healthy, they're going to be a very formidable team to deal with. And, you know, Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh. You know, what are you getting out of this guy here?
Well, Bob,
little
like,
hands and all.
Like, back to the Miami game, who's got a better chance of who's going to be the starting quarterbacks for the two teams? That's going to be the key thing.
Yeah, we saw Tua last year with the concussions, unfortunately. Yep. And then Lamar, there was the knee that knocked him out. So these are all questions we're still weeks and months away from having answered, but we can ask them anyway, can't we? When we come back, Nathan Ruiz, we're going to ask questions about the Orioles. They're two in a row in the win column. They got Pittsburgh coming to town tonight, who've lost 9 of 10, and the Pirates are still in first place, hanging on in the NL Central. Orioles trying to prove they are, in fact, one of the best teams in baseball. So we'll talk to Nathan about that. Funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw and another pair of Aerosmith tickets to give away. We will tell you when to call. Correct, Quick Draw? So hang tight for that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody.
Taking sports to a whole new level. 105.7 The Fan.
Featured artist Friday, it's Aerosmith. Here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have one pair of tickets to give away. And you do the math. We get off at 2. It's 1:32. Within the next 28 minutes, it's happening. We'll let you know when to call, because Nolan's over there looking like his head's about to pop off his shoulder. Like Dumb and Dumber. His heads are falling off. Giving away Aerosmith tickets. Because the calls come in fast and furious. Told you, you should do like 75 or something. Caller number 75.
Hey, you know what I think you guys should do too, Bob? I think you should have to give away tickets during Baltimore baseball tonight, Norm.
Well, I'm not on the phone. I'm not in studio. Yeah,
we don't take phone calls on that one. And I'm giving you a big capital N-O with that happening when the kid's there. Anyway, we're going to be giving away Aerosmith tickets, so hang tight for that. By the way, Baltimore Baseball today brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, live from Pickles. Me, Jim Hunter, and Nolan getting ready for the Orioles and Pirates, here to talk about that very subject and more. Covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Nathan Ruiz. Nathan, what's happening? Happy Featured Artist Friday to you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
We had Brian Baker on about an hour ago talking about the bullpen and the job they've done all season long, but taking it deeper through the entire pitching staff. And I guess, Nathan, we go back to Kramer's start last Friday against Atlanta, where the rotation has really picked up their level of performance. Atlanta, one of the most prolific offenses. They were contained. Tampa, they held them to 6 runs, as we've stressed, over a 3-game stretch, and they scored 8 last night in one game alone against the Yankees. So the bullpen's been really good. What's been different about the starting rotation since last Friday?
Yeah, obviously something this team needed was more consistency, more stability out of that rotation. Obviously the bullpen, as you noted, has done a really good job, but has been asked to do a lot, asked to throw a lot of innings, and that was still really the case in these past two series against Atlanta and Tampa, who are, by OPS, are the two best offensive teams in baseball. So really nice job by the Orioles pitching staff at large throughout those two series. You look at guys like Dean Kramer, Kyle Bradish, needing some bounce-back outings. Obviously we're two guys who had really strong ends to the 2022 seasons and just didn't get off to the best starts. But Kramer's obviously settled in. Bradish is going to try to keep that going tonight. But yeah, those are two guys who are going to be important to them. Obviously, Kyle Gibson has been kind of that veteran presence they were looking for at the top of the rotation. Maybe not an ace type by any means, but he's offered some stability, some innings eating to that extent. And you got Grayson Rodriguez, who seems to be really settling in into a major league rotation. Obviously, has had some bad starts, has had some really good starts, and that's going to happen when you're talking about a young guy who's in the major leagues for the first time. You look at Tyler Wells, who's been kind of a bulldog out there, one of the major league leaders, if not the major league leader in whip among starting pitchers. So they're getting good, solid outings out of these guys for the most part. I'm sure they'd love to see them go deeper, but when you're talking about the offenses they're facing, especially this past week, it's really easy to be pleased with the results.
Now, Nathan, at the back end of the bullpen, Yennier Cano's been unbelievably good doing what he's done so far, and he got the save the other night to finish out the Braves. Felix Bautista was the reliever of the month in April and is still among the major league leaders in that category himself. Okay, control gets a little shaky from time to time. Could we have a possible dilemma for Brandon Hyde at the closer position, or is he just going to kind of ride the wave the way it's taken him at this particular point in time in the season?
I think dilemma is an interesting word, because my understanding is that that kind of implies you have like two bad options and you've got to pick between one of them. Like, this is the exact opposite of a dilemma. You've got one of the best relievers in baseball in Felix Bautista and a guy who unexpectedly has been arguably the best reliever in baseball in Yennier Cano. I think it's a great position to be in. Honestly, obviously you'd love to see some improved command control from Felix and get back to maybe what we saw from him last year. He's still, for the most part, despite that circumstance, gotten the job done. So that's been solid to see. I think what you have in Yennier Cano is a guy who can go out there, get out righties, get out lefties in whatever inning that happens to be. Obviously, if you need him to go get five outs and bridge the gap to Felix and be a guy you throw out there in the seventh inning, he can do that. I think this is kind of an ideal scenario. Obviously, if the command with Felix keeps up and the results start to change, then that becomes, I think, more of a conversation. But when you have those two guys right now and you have the flexibility to say, like, oh, hey, Felix threw a few more pitches than we would like him to see. He's down today, but Yennier's rested. We feel comfortable with him in the ninth. I think they're just in a really comfortable situation now. Obviously, eventually, and ideally the near future, before the end of the month, they'll get Dylan Tate back. They'll get Michael Givens back. And then you really have, with hopefully an improved Cino Perez, with Brian Baker, Mike Bauman's been doing a nice job for the most part. They've got some really nice, solid pieces here in this bullpen. And so I think in time you'll start to see everything kind of coalesce for them. And I think as things are right now, you're happy with the ordering of Yennier Cano and Felix Bautista.
Nathan Ruiz covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. All right, let's talk about a guy offensively who's struggling here so far in May, and that's Jorge Mateo. Outstanding in April. Probably you can make a case he was the best American League shortstop in that month, but right now hitting .129. What's happening with him at the plate? What's different about the approach, if there is a difference? And what do they say, Nathan? You know, teams make adjustments. Have teams made necessary adjustments for old Georgie there?
Yeah, obviously baseball is a hard sport, and guys are going to – I don't think Jorge Mateo is going to have a 1,000 OPS for the full season. They obviously would have loved to see that.
Right.
But he's a guy who obviously had some really strong stretches last season too, and it was a lot more bad than good from him offensively. Obviously most of his impact came on the bases, came on defense, and we're still seeing those two aspects of his game. He's been playing a really solid shortstop for them. Still been stealing some bases here and there. Obviously, like you mentioned, the bat hasn't been what they want. Still early in the month. But I think when you see what he did in April, and it's not as if that he kind of just came out of nowhere. There's an adjustment there. He made the toe tap. He made some changes to his swing decisions, his approach at the plate. And when there's a cause and effect to these things, it's a lot easier to say, oh, that's repeatable. And so obviously he's gotten out of that a little bit, obviously not seeing the results to this point, but he's still a player they obviously believe in a lot, and the hope is that starting tonight, he can get back to it.
I'll tell you what, Nathan, like with Frazier seems like kind of a glue kind of piece, that can do a lot of – he just helps you win games.
Yeah, and, that's why they signed him. They wanted to bring in another veteran on that infield. Obviously, the infield was an area at the major league level at AAA where they had a ton of depth. Obviously, a lot of prospects, a lot of talent in that regard, but they still felt like they needed someone else. They felt like they needed someone with some experience, and obviously that's been what Adam Frazier has been. Obviously, been able to play second base really solidly, got some time in the outfield as well, provides another left-handed bat. So I think they're really pleased with what they have in him. You ask around that clubhouse, and guys really respect him. His locker is right next to Gunnar Henderson's, and I think that there's just like a lot of value in what he brings for sure.
Speaking of Gunnar, I think, the Ruiz – injury with the hammy and stuff and him being out, maybe Gunnar kind of gets into a routine now, just because he knows every day, he doesn't have to be listening for the lineup. Am I in? Am I out? What am I playing? What position am I playing? Now, I'm locked in at third base, so he can feel probably more confident, and just because he knows what's going on every day.
Yeah, and I think you just look at him overall over the past, you know, month or so. Obviously, his really slow start defensively in April, but hasn't made an error since April 18th. Really come around if you look at the advanced metrics. I think he's just getting more comfortable. Obviously, hasn't gotten off the start offensively he would want to, but that said, still drawing walks, still hitting the ball hard now and then. We've seen that, you know, we saw that the last couple nights of the Rays series. Gets a triple, hits another ball hard that gets caught. So, I, you know, they really believe in Gunnar Henderson, as they should. He's the number one overall prospect in baseball, and he just got off to a slow start. And I think in time you're going to see him get more comfortable, him settle in, and him show the player that he was in the minor leagues and in September in the majors last season.
He's Nathan Ruiz, covers the Orioles in Major League Baseball for the Baltimore Sun. Nathan, appreciate the time. Enjoy this lovely weather down at Camden Yards this weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks, Nathan. Nathan Ruiz. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fed. Now's the time, everybody. 410-583-1057 is the number. And by calling that number, Nolan McGraw, I'll let you tell the people what's in store for them and for you.
Last one of the day. Uh-huh. Two tickets to see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour. It's a Live Nation show. September 27th is the date. Capital One Arena in D.C. Tickets on sale. If you don't win here, if you're disappointed, go get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's that simple. But, but
you're SOL.
One more chance. One more chance here. And you know what? Going big number this time.
Ooh.
15.
Ooh. 15.
Oh. Give myself a little math here. Oh, phones are already lighting up.
Oh, yes,
they heard
are.
It. We've already got more than 15 calling. But we'll see who's 15 on the other side. 410-583-1057.
Yeah, your caller number 15. You're number one with them Aerosmith tickets. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Funhouse next. Inside Access coming up at 2. And then it's Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6. Me, Jim Hunter, and Nolan live from Pickles. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Getting you ready for the Orioles at first place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Pirates.
Sports with balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, a little dream on. Kind of saw that one coming. That's the finale for this Featured Artist Friday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Been giving away tickets all day long. We finally gave away the final pair of tickets. And who was the lucky winner at caller number 15?
Last of the day was Ron. Ron came in at 15. Right.
Is Ron a loyal listener to the station?
He is.
A loyal fan of Vinny and Haney?
Both. Loyal to the station at the whole station.
Nice. Right, well, congratulations to you, Ron, and enjoy your night down in D.C. watching old Aerosmith, their Peace Out tour. We're peacing out for the week, if you dig where I'm coming from. Inside Access coming up here, matter of minutes. Got Baltimore baseball tonight at 6 o'clock. Remember, these Friday games are 7:05 first pitches. When Anaheim or the Angels come to town on Monday, back to 6:35. Then I think that's it. Everything else after that will be 7:05 starts during the week at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Before I forget, I would just like to say happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you're treated appropriately by your man. And I hope you get what you want. And if you're going out to brunch, make a reservation because it's the busiest day of the year in the restaurant world outside of Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve.
And it's my sister's birthday today and our dog Molly's birthday today, too. So we've got birthdays at, my sister lives in Minnesota.
Oh, well, celebratory nonetheless. Yeah. All right, quick draw. Ready to get on out of here because you and I got another show to do.
Let's do it.
All right, Funhouse.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, give them a call today. 443-348-8812.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here is from Evan in Baltimore. Says he thinks the Lamar situation is about optics. Before he signed his deal, he was struggling with optics, wasn't viewed very favorably because of the whole agent debacle. Now, get the deal done. A week later, still feels like the deal wasn't even done because now the optics are unfavorable again. Doesn't seem like Lamar is going to do anything to change that.
It would be nice, you know, because he got the deal done and everything, just public perception-wise, you know. And I agree with Bob. I think a lot more people will start to get running hot if he's not here on the 22nd.
What about you, Norm? If he's not there at OTAs, as cool as a cucumber as you are, would even you go, dude, what's going on here?
No, I'm with Bob on this one. The football school thing, I know they're obviously practicing. Whether we call it football school or not, whether the media is there or not, they're doing stuff out at Owings Mills this week, next week, before official OTAs start. But I don't know. I just have this weird time with this because you're going through the negotiation process with Lamar. You get into the castle, finally sit down and sign everything. It didn't come up once at all with Lamar, like, hey, when are you going to be here?
Vinny asked.
No. I mean, between Lamar.
And they thanked me for asking.
I'm talking about with the actual sit down between the two
sides.
Like
when you're negotiating, like, hey, we.
It had to have come up at some point. And are the Ravens blindsided by this? Did Lamar say, yeah, I'll be there, and now he's not? I have a hard time believing that. I feel like it's a bit much for now. It's a bit overblown for now, but I'm with Bob. When we get to the official start of the calendar year, OTAs, then we can talk.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm with you. Because he's always been at OTAs except for last year. Unless I missed something.
No, you're right.
For first 4 years of his career, he was there.
And then how bad a look would it be come OTAs and the receivers are there, the running backs are there, and he's not there? I mean, that'll really be a bad look. And, I mean, public perception-wise, that's a killer for him. You know, because signing the contract and stuff, you know, because we had a lot of people that didn't, like, you know, were pissed off at Lamar, you know, starting to, like, come back. And then if he blows them off then, and his teammates, because I guess, you know, in the locker room, I don't know if he's got some work to do in the locker room or not. I don't know. I've never been in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Another one here. How about an Orioles text? Antonio and Rosedale checking in says, how much credibility did the Orioles gain with their series win over the Rays?
Well, according to Steve Phillips, not a lot. I mean, he kind of crapped all over him, said they're winning games they don't deserve to win. They won them. What do you mean they don't deserve to win? Like they stole them from out somebody's Christmas tree? I think they gained a ton of credibility by taking 2 out of 3 from the Rays, especially after that 3-game losing streak where everybody thought, well, here it is. No, it wasn't here it is. They showed them that they're competing. Just go back to when Adley Rutschman was called up and look at their record from that date to where they are now. This is real, people. Accept it, deal with it, and enjoy the ride.
And how about one more here, talking about Lamar being available at the end of the season. Texter says, both times he got hurt because of somebody else. Right side of the line decided they didn't want to block. Center snaps the ball over his head in that playoff game. But all of a sudden, it's Lamar's fault, and he's injury prone all of a sudden.
No matter how a guy, I mean, you know, it seems like somebody wants to blame some. I mean, when you get hurt, you get hurt. You know, maybe some people, they don't get hurt with that. You know, I don't know. I mean, If you've been hurt the last two, what do people say about Rashad Bateman? He didn't get hit by anybody or anything. It was his foot, and the other time was his groin. So, guys, that just history says right now, the last 2 years he's been hurt.
Well, technically, and I'm not saying Lamar's in the Jeffrey Hammonds, Rex Chapman level of pain tolerance, but he got KO'd in the playoff loss to Buffalo, which ended their season. And the last two seasons, 21-22, he ended hurt in street clothes. But we'll cross that bridge if we even get to it in 2023. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. We're done. Inside Access coming up next. Baltimore baseball tonight. Me, Jim Hunter, and Nolan McGraw. We're live from Pickles. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Orioles in the first place. Pirates getting on this weekend, and we're talking about it later on here on the station. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you on Monday. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney for NotQuestion.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.